evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm struggling a little bit with allergies and asthma today, but I'll be doing better.
I understand. We're all going to be doing better.
Right.
It's part of the process. Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll be starting in about 1 minute.
Is there someone else on the call?
I'm here.
Okay.
Monica.
Because I have to move. I'm by myself. I'm not going to participate. That's my new rule.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome, Monica.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to move.
What's Hannah's new rule?
She's not going to participate.
Okay.
That's not what I said. If I was the only one, I was not going to participate. There's a difference.
I didn't hear the first part of that, so I apologize. I just heard you weren't going to participate.
No. Just if I'm by myself, that's my new rule. I learned who the taskmasters were, and now I'm trying to deal with it.
I hear you.
Okay, good. I'm your mirror, too, you know.
We are always each other's mirrors.
Right.
So we're in section 7 of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Vayera, and we're starting with verse 114. We'll start with the Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud, Kud Shabri Kuish, Kinte, Bit Kilu, Urshimu, Kilu, Kilu, Urshimu. Leachta, Lishem, Yudhe, Buvavhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kor Israel, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vaino Amadunai Elohino, Alena Maseya, Deno Kanane, Alena Maseya, Deno Kananehu. Verse 114. Vatachat Adam Be'etz Chadat Tov Vera Kav Diktiv Ume'etz Adat Ugomer Vayehu Be'ya Chav Begaram Ota Lialma Machetiv Yata Pen Yishlach Yado Willaka Gam Me'etz Achaim Lagomer Bekadata Avraham Ilana Achara Atkin Alma Dehu Ilana Dechaye Vyoda Mehem Duta Lekol Bnei Alma Midrash HaNe'elam. The translation, come and see. Adam sinned by eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, as it is written. But from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But after he sinned, thereby bringing death upon the entire world, it is written, and now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever. And when Abraham appeared, he ameliorated the world by using another tree, the tree of life, to introduce the proper faith to all the peoples of the world. A commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written. This Pasuk is teaching that Abraham made a partial tikkun of the sin of Adam and Chava. Questions, comments, thoughts?
If Adam would have been allowed to partake of the tree of life after he sinned, then there would be no redemption. So Abraham with Isaac redeemed, I assume it was with Isaac that he redeemed part of Adam and Hava's tikkun or sparks.
They corrected part of Adam and Hava's tikkun.
Both did, Abraham and Isaac. Isaac being willing to do so, and Abraham bringing his son up to be elevated for the sins of Adam and Hannah, right?
At the binding, there was they achieved the tikkun of Isaac and Abraham. But here we're talking about when Abraham taught others about the one God, he was connecting to the tree of life. And by connecting to the tree of life, he brought that positivity into the world. When Adam and Chava sinned, they brought death into the world, which is the greatest negativity. But death is still in the world, so they didn't completely achieve the tikkun, but by utilizing the tree of life to spread the knowledge of the one God, they were bringing the tree of life, part of that positivity, into the world, and that was part of the tikkun, the correction that Abraham achieved relative for the sin of Adam and Chava. But the binding was totally a different tikkun. The binding of Isaac is the tikkun of Abraham by going against his nature being that of loving kindness, and it was the tikkun of Isaac by going against his nature being that of judgment and power and strength, which is Givurah, by him allowing Abraham to bind him, he was going against his nature. And that is how they achieve each of their tikkun in the interaction.
Okay.
But this verse is not talking about the binding. It's talking about the spreading of the wisdom of the one God. Spreading the knowledge of how to connect to and speak to the one God.
So Adam and Eve did not accomplish that because
Adam and Eve, by eating, the euphemism of eating from the tree of knowledge, mm-hmm. good and evil, they brought death into the world.
Right.
Death was outside of the world. It wasn't capable. It wasn't in the physical world at all. An until they ate from the tree of knowledge.
I still go back to, if it was just Adam and Eve, and how would they have spread the knowledge of God toward, it would be just them. It would be just that world, right? The world of absolute.
If Adam and Eve had completed, gone through the Shabbat without eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
mm-hmm.
then there would, the tikkun of all of humanity would have been completed. And the Mashiach would have been Adam. And there would, that would have been the redemption, the fact that they existed for that one Shabbat in the physical world. But because they ate, that didn't happen, and the consequence of their eating from the tree of knowledge was bringing death into the world.
So are you saying if they would not have sinned, then there would be a world of humans, human beings, physical beings, not spiritual, but physical beings, there would be no death in the world. They would have been actually another world.
It will, if they had complete not sins, then the world would have been what it will be after the Mashiach.
Okay.
We have prophecies, we have teachings as to what that world will be like.
Right.
But no one truly knows what that world will be like until it happens.
Okay.
So
we have the
well, there's really one of two possibilities. If Adam and Chava had not sinned, then after the Shabbat, that first Shabbat, they would have had children.
Mm-hmm.
And then those children would have had children, and none of those children would ever have died. So every person who was born would never have died because death was not in the world.
Right.
That is one possibility. The other possibility is they would have just returned to the endless world, and there would have been no children. They would have returned to the endless world having removed totally the emotion of bread of shame. It would have been totally removed from their consciousness. So those were the two options that the sages have taught and said, if they hadn't been, this would have been the effect.
Yeah, our minds as a physical human being, our minds, it's hard to comprehend a world like that, you know, or not a world, you know, just the essence of Hashem's, the light that he presented in the first 6 hours of the creation of Adam, right? What it means, okay. So it's just really, it's hard to comprehend because we have such physical restraints on our minds, limitations on our minds, because we're in a vessel, a body, and it's always a conflict, you know, between your conscious and unconscious being.
Correct. That is, it is very difficult to comprehend and to anticipate what the world of Mashiach will look like. It's difficult to comprehend what a world without death would be.
Mm-hmm. It would be a beautiful world. We know that.
Yes. Ultimately, a world without death manifests ultimate freedom. In America, in the Western world, we've been taught what freedom is. And in that frame of reference, the way you would define freedom, the way I think most people define freedom, is to be able to do whatever you want. But true freedom is connection to holiness, connection to Hashem. That's not the meaning of freedom in America, in the Western world.
Okay, let's go back to the statement. Freedom to connect to Hashem, is that being really face-to-face, studying with them, having Shiva with them, having, you know, like the Zadokim when he comes down into the garden at midnight?
Correct.
Are you defining freedom as in that sense?
Yes, I'm defining freedom as being able to have constant face-to-face communication with Hashem. That is what I think the Torah defines as freedom. I think that is what the holiday of Pesach is about. It's the holiday of freedom.
I also think that it's actually, we have a little insight of what that is based on the Sinai, you know, in the wilderness when they were in Sinai, when they actually had I won't say face-to-face, because Moses was the only one, but they had a conscious
connection to Hashem.
Right. And that's kind of how I see it. So we do know that is very small part of it, but, you know, a very large part as well as being physical beings and to the knowledge that we have. So to me, that's the experience that maybe you're describing to me today.
That is exactly correct. After the walking through the Red Sea, after the Red Sea split, I shouldn't say the Red Sea, the Yam Suf split, all the limitations that we as the children of Israel had created in our own lives were cleansed. They were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we could have that face-to-face communication that took place at Mount Sinai. And for 39 days, there was no death.
Right.
For 39 days, we were in at peace with each other. And for 39 days, we loved one another. And then we allowed something outside of ourselves, which were the Erev Rav, the two grandsons or great-grandsons of Levan, we allowed them to have access to Aaron, and through that process they built the golden calf, and that brought death back into the world. The story in the Garden of Eden of Adam and Eve eating from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, is a duplicate, not in exact actions, but in spiritual consciousness that the children of Israel had at Mount Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what many rabbis are saying, that our current plague is part of that process of, instead of walking through the tree of life, we're being judged by through the effects of the virus. And those who are coming through unscathed, or those who are, say, remaining alive, are being cleansed completely, or maybe partially. We won't know until we come out the other side. But that's what's being taught by many of the modern tzaddikim, the modern Kabbalists. But we must go through these same levels of consciousness on Adam and Chava represented the macro level of every human being. And every human being has to go through that similar process of being given a mitzvah, being given an opportunity to fail, to sin, and choosing not to. Is that somewhat clear, Malka?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Because it is very difficult to perceive what the world will be like without death. Death is so much part of our culture. Just a simple, and it's not so simple, but every Jewish holiday, the last day, we say Yizkor, which is a remembrance of the dead. And we need a minion to say Yizkor. And because of the plague, because of the virus, we're not able to say Yizkor this Pesach. So what does that look like? What is Yizkor without a minion?
Death.
Or maybe it's life. Maybe we're supposed to remember those people who have died. We're going to remember them as what it means to be resurrected. And that we should choose and be thoughtful of them. And rather than remember the sadness, which many people do, but not all, many people remember the joys of the lives of the people who have died.
True. That's very true.
But there's writings coming out of the Tzaddikim also, the current Kabbalists, and they're very few and far between, but there's writings coming out of them about how to connect to Yizkor when there's no minion.
So I've shared
with you the abridged Kaddish. Now, what is the abridged Kaddish? Kaddish is not supposed to be said without a minion. But the abridged Kaddish changes, leaves out certain words. And so its energy is on a lower level, but it allows us to praise God, which is what the meaning of the Kaddish is, without a minion. And so we have the knowledge of how to do the Yizkor with the abridged Kaddish, so we don't have to have it this year. We don't have to have the minion this year to go through the ritual of Yizkor. But as you read the English translations and you make the connections to what is being said, we will see what is our consciousness. What do we need it to be? I don't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, Mark.
No, I was just saying, what if you don't say the Easter? What happens to those people that are asleep in the grave? I mean, what will happen to them this year if we can't have a minion, and most people won't be able to or don't know the altered.
The answer is, what will happen to them when we do the ritual of Easter? On the physical level, we're remembering, but on the spiritual level, we are helping them to elevate to a higher level.
All right. Okay.
So they will remain at the level that they're on if we don't do it. But even if one person does it in the world, then that person is elevating all of the people.
And I always think of Elijah when he thought he was by himself, and God told him there were 7,000 others. So I think Hashem makes sure that he has those others connected.
He does. That's why we have the 36 concealed tzaddikim, the hidden tzaddikim.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories are that they come together on the third meal of Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't do it on the physical level, but because they're not even aware, many times they're not even aware that they're hidden tzaddikim. But they, on the spiritual level, they come together at the third meal of Shabbat. And essentially, they are the ones who are in control of the physical world. Hashem has delegated to the Tzaddikim control of the physical world. And that is really what Abraham started by bringing back into the world the light of the tree of life.
And I think because of his relationship with Hashem and his experiences from coming out of idol worship, that Hashem revealed to him that plan for the tree of life. And somehow I think the Baal Teshuva example, you know, that can be higher after Teshuva than a person who's never committed breaking a mitzvot is at a higher level. I think that also plays into our conversation.
I agree with you. Thank you for adding that.
It gives us a different attitude toward Adam and Eve, too, when we realize that.
We realize that they sinned, or we realize what their sin actually cost us?
Both.
We have to remember it's not Adam and Chava alone who did the sin, because we were present. Every soul was as part of them.
Yeah.
Every soul participated in the sin.
No, I was the stomach, part of the stomach. Oh, I know.
Malka, you were about to say something, and I think I interrupted you.
Well, I think maybe where Hannah might have been going is that We appreciate we can see Adam and Eve in a different light in spirituality. They said if you sin and you repent, that you're really elevating yourself, your soul, your sparks back up to in soul, the oneness. So I guess it's the aspect of them sinning, that's very true, because they did repent and
yes,
were elevated, not to the elevation they were at the creation, because there was no need to repent at that point when they were really created. But when they fell, of course, their elevation was much more powerful at that point.
That is correct. And
but
when we all achieve our tikkun, we are elevating at the whatever the concept of Adam and Chava is, we're elevating it to the higher level that they couldn't reach if they hadn't sinned.
Correct. Yes, that's true.
And
that doesn't mean we
and
go
that's where
sin.
Say again?
That doesn't mean that we go out and sin just so that we can get a higher elevation. We should do the elevation by doing the mitzvot and praying and learning God's word, Hashem's word. I mean, you don't want to go
yes
out and sin just because you want to be elevated. You know what I'm saying? Your consciousness is all wrong there. Your reasoning's all wrong when it comes to that.
Of course we don't sin in order to be elevated. But if we do sin, God forbid, then we have this tool to rise back to a higher level.
Right, that, right.
And that's actually part of the argument with the sages, whether Adam had free choice to eat from the tree or not.
Mm.
There are many who say it was part of the movie. It was part of the expectation. Right. There was no free choice in his actions.
Don't know. I'd have to think on that for a long time.
Well, the quick hint to your answer there is if there was no free choice, then why were there the curses that God handed down to the four entities, Adam, Chava, mm-hmm, the snake, and the earth?
Right. Okay.
But we are out of time.
Okay.
You all have a beautiful evening, and we have a BRE's class in a few hours. Shalom,
okay,
Gadol.
Thank you.
Thank you.